The next patient is Mrs. Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Better, B-E-T-T-E-R. This is a clinical case of a 81-year-old African-American female that is following the office because of the presence of a CKD stage 3A. The patient has a background of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and lately she was found with a pancreas malignancy. All of these are contributory factors for the deterioration of the kidney function. The latest laboratory workup was done on June the 20th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 90, the estimated GFR is 48, and there is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. The protein is negative in the urine. The kidney function is stable. Number two, the patient is followed at the calcium and the Florida Cancer Center because of the pancreas malignancy. She's pain-free, however, she cannot tolerate any type of food. And she has been losing weight. She is down to 138 pounds. And she was around 145 before. 155 before. The patient is advised to eat very small meals every 2 to 3 hours, and that the administration of Megase couldn't be possible because of the secondary effect of DVTs. In this, especially in this kind of patients, she has to eat whatever she likes in small amounts and frequent meals. The patient had one evidence of calcium of 8.1 in the presence of a serum albumin of 3.2. Making the correction of the calcium is still a little bit in the low side, and for that reason, Dr. Saint Fleur, F-L-E-U-R, started the patient on calcitriol, 0.25 micrograms on daily basis. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is 6%. She has been very strict following the diet, and that is hindering the nutrition because she needs to increase the caloric intake. A more relaxed diet was recommended in that regard. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease, a status post-permanent pacemaker for six sinus syndrome that has been without any complications or symptoms. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The patient has vitamin D deficiency that is replaced. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin that is 11, slight anemia that could be related to the underlying disease and the nutritional factors. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, the chart and the lab. And in the face-to-face, we spend 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.